Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Destiny. I am the supervisor over the floor. Will you hold one moment while I review your account?
Okay. And you said your name is Destiny?
Yes, ma'am.
I'm Deborah Livingston. Thank you.
Well, I'm still here, just hold one moment. Okay, may I have your first and last name?
Deborah Livingston.
And will you verify your shipping address for me?
4218 North Martin Way, Lithia Springs, Georgia, 30122.
Okay, so I do see here you have the Hype watch.
You guess what?
I do see here you have this Hype watch.
I do not have the Hype watch. I don't even know what that is.
Okay, well, I do see here you have the Hype watch, and it's showing that you already have a chargeback on the account. So you will not receive any future charges nor shipments from us.
Okay. You said you do show that I have the Hype watch and already chargeback on the account, and I don't know what words came in between there.
I'm sorry, you say you don't know what now?
I don't know what you said in between there.
I see here you have the Hype watch, and it's showing that your account have already been in dispute. It's showing that you have a chargeback on the account already.
Well, once the dispute is settled, who do I talk to? I mean, who handles that? Who handles the disputes? I know you're able to look it up. But who actually checked into this?
Okay, just hold one moment.
Okay.
And I'm still here, just hold one moment.
Okay.
Okay, so you have to contact your bank because once you dispute a charge with us, there's nothing they were able to do to the account at all.
Destiny, I am going to tell you the whole story because you need to hear it. I do not have a watch. I did not order anything that cost $59.97. I told my bank that. My bank contacted y'all. Y'all said whatever you said to them. They put the $59.97 back on my card. So I called the bank again, and I said, listen, I don't have this. I don't even know what it is. I don't even know what company this is. I don't know how to get in touch with them even. This is not mine. And the woman said, well, I have documentation from the company, whoever the company is. I guess that's you. I do not know. That says it, that you do owe this charge. And I said, I don't. And she said, well, you have to call the company and talk to them. So I called Kaylee at 3 o'clock this afternoon. She said, you don't owe anything. blah, blah, blah. Call your bank and tell them, we can't do anything. You don't owe us anything. There's nothing for us to do. So I call the bank and I say, Kaylee said blah, 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 and I can give you her number and her name. Maybe you can call her and she can say that to you. And the guy said, I can't, let me see if I can set up a three-way call. No, I can't do that. I can't do anything. You have to call the company and get them to send you a letter that says you don't owe anything. I said, well, I am sure that the girl who answers the phone is not going to type a letter that says that I don't owe anything. If she can send an email, will that suffice? And he said, yes, you can send an email. You can send it to you and you can forward it to us. Now, I'm stuck in the middle with two people who will not talk to each other. You're telling me to call the bank. The bank is telling me to call you. And all I'm doing is saying, what watch is this? I don't have a watch.
Okay, I do understand what you're saying. When you very first placed the order, you was only paying the shipping price to try it out. And by you not calling in within those 14 days, you was automatically enrolled in auto ship and auto pay as well.
Okay, well, you shouldn't have done that because I don't have anything. So you shouldn't have enrolled me in anything.
Okay, just one moment. And I'm still here, so one moment. And I'm still here, just one moment.
I'm still holding.
I'm still here, just one moment. Okay, so there is nothing that I'm able to do about your account because they have already been disputed.
Because what? Hello?
Okay, so there's nothing that I'm able to do to your account because you have already disputed the charge.
Well, let me read what y'all sent to the bank. Detailed dispute response. We are in receipt of a Visa chargeback case citing reason code 10.4, other fraud card absent environment. After reviewing the details of the case, we have compiled the compelling evidence required to dispute the claim according to the Visa Core rules and Visa product and service rules. The summary is provided below. Cardholder claim. The cardholder claims that they is incorrect, did not authorize or participate in the transaction. I am only one person, and I did not authorize or participate in the transaction. Merchant response. We have investigated the disputed transaction and closed one or more items of compelling evidence indicating that the cardholder did authorize and participate in the transaction. Now, that is what y'all sent. Here's the compelling evidence. Purchaser's email address linked to the customer profile held by the merchant. Purchaser's IP address and the device geographical location at the date and time of the transaction. Evidence proving a link between the person receiving the merchandise or services to the cardholder. Shall I go on? The requested action at the bottom says, pursuant to the foregoing information, we have verified that the transaction is legitimate. It is not legitimate, and I need something that says that. And we respectfully request that our account be credited accordingly.
Okay, I do understand. You will have to contact your bank.
Okay, who is the bank supposed to contact then?
Okay, well, once you dispute a charge with us, ma'am, there's nothing that we're able to do to the account at all. But you will have to contact your bank.
Is this something that you're going to charge me every month, $59.97?
No, ma'am, your account has been canceled, so you will not receive anything from us.
Were you going to charge me that every month?
No, ma'am. That was the final charge.
What was it the final charge for?
That was the final charge, ma'am. You had to pay for the watch, and you're not going to receive anything in the future.
So what?
That was the final charge.
And you said, so... You're not what?
Okay, ma'am. There is nothing that we're able to do to your account because we have already been disputed. You will have to contact your bank.
And do what? I already contacted my bank. What do you want me to do this time?
Well, there's nothing that we're able to do.
Okay, but you're telling me I have to contact the bank. What do you want me to contact the bank about? Destiny.
Yes, I'm here.
Okay. Are you going to answer me?
Okay, ma'am. There is nothing that I'm able to do to the account because they have already been disputed. Once you dispute a charge with us, there is nothing that we're able to do to the account at all.
So why do I have to call the bank?
Well, there is
why do you want
because they're who you whoever you disputed the charge with. You will have to contact them.
I did, and they told me to contact you. Could I speak to your boss, please? I need somebody who's far enough up to understand what's going on.
Okay, well, there is nothing that we will be able to do because your account is in dispute. We will not be able to do anything to your account because you have a chargeback on the account.
What's a chargeback? Do you know what that is? Can you tell me?
You have disputed the charge, ma'am. That's what the chargeback means. You have a chargeback on the account. So there is nothing that we're able to do to the account.
So I have a dispute. That's what you're saying. When you say you have a chargeback on the account, that means you have a dispute on the account. Is that correct?
That's correct, ma'am.
Okay. And so since I have that dispute, we need to settle it. So I need something in writing from you.
Well, we wouldn't be able to write anything, and we wouldn't be able to show it because we have already disputed.
Destiny, I am looking at stuff y'all have written. I see it. I have it in my hands. These are papers that y'all produced and sent to the bank. And apparently, you didn't write the correct thing in here because you're telling me that I don't owe you anything. But you told the bank that I did.
No, ma'am, you did not owe us anything. You disputed the charge with your bank, so there is nothing that we're able to do to your account. You did not owe us anything. Your account has been canceled. There is nothing they were able to do to your account.
So you charged the bank for this, correct? You charged the $59.97 to the bank.
Yes, ma'am, we billed you.
You said, yes, ma'am, you charged
it
to the
we
bank?
We did charge you. Yes, ma'am, we billed you that amount, and you disputed the charge. So there is nothing that we're able to do to your account, ma'am.
So I disputed the card, so you took the charge off. Is that correct?
There is nothing that we are able to do to the charge because you have disputed it. There is nothing else that we're able to do.
Did you get $59.97 from Visa Region?
Okay, ma'am. So whoever, okay, you have to contact your bank because there is nothing that we're able to do to your account.
You sound like a broken record. I've got that. I understand that. I'm trying to get past that. I'm trying to understand if you got $59.97 from Regions Bank.
Okay, so we did bill you the $59.97, ma'am, but you disputed the charge.
So nobody ever paid that to you.
Yes, ma'am. The charge went through, but you disputed it, which means that your bank gave you the money back. So there is nothing that we're able to do to the account.
So now the bank thinks that I need to pay them $59.97 because of y'all. They think that.
Well, you lost your dispute, so you have to contact them. There is nothing that we're able to do to the account.
I am highly dissatisfied. Where is the complaint department? If I've got customer service right now, where is the complaint department?
Okay, well, there is nothing else that I'm able to do to your account. I will have to move on to the next call. And thank you
okay.
for calling.
Okay, so give me the telephone number for complaint. Who do I call for complaint?
Okay, well, this is the only number that you are to. Okay, well, just bear with me one moment.
Okay. Who's your CEO? What's the name of your company?
Okay, just bear with me one moment, ma'am. And I'm still here. Just bear with me one moment. I'm gathering up the information so I can transfer you over.
Okay, thank you.
And I'm still here. Just bear with me one moment.
Okay.
Okay, I'm going to go ahead and transfer you over. Is there anything else that I may help you with before I transfer you?
No, there is nothing you can do because this charge has been disputed and you have canceled my account.
Okay, I'm going to go ahead and transfer you over, and thank you for calling customer support, and you have a great day.
You too.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Goodbye.